charge in EV battery production. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The White House has awarded nearly $3 billion in grants to bolster the domestic production of electric vehicle batteries.
The president says the grants that hundreds applied for, but only 20 companies got, will process materials and make parts for batteries while bolstering the supply chain. The president says sales of electric vehicles have more than tripled since he took office. By the same token,
with more electric vehicle sales, the demand for batteries and the critical minerals that go into those batteries has grown and is going to continue to grow.
The president says the effort will cut into China's lead in making the EV component. He added Republicans have been critical, but some also want the project for their districts.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The president also announcing Wednesday the U.S. will pump another 15 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves in December, hoping to lower gas prices now. The president insisting his order less than 3 weeks before the midterm elections is not political.
It's motivated to make sure that I continue to push on what I've been pushing on, and that is making sure there's enough oil that's being pumped by the companies so that we have the ability to be able to produce enough gas that we need here at home.
Mr. Biden says the reserves are still half full and they'll start filling them up again when crude oil prices drop. Less than 2 weeks before Halloween, 12,000 suspected fentanyl pills were seized at Los Angeles International Airport yesterday, disturbingly packed in candy boxes. The suspected drug courier fled, but police say they know who they're looking for. Former President Trump answered questions under oath yesterday in a lawsuit filed by a magazine columnist who says he raped her in a department store dressing room more than 25 years ago. Mr. Trump has said the woman's claim is a hoax and a lie. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New government report suggests there's a link between COVID-19 and a dramatic increase in the number of women who died from pregnancy or childbirth complications in the U.S. last year.
Health officials say women who contract the virus while expecting face elevated health risks. Researchers seeing the percentage of preterm and low birth weight babies go up in 2021, and more pregnant or postpartum women reporting symptoms of depression, and say the maternal death rate was disproportionately higher for Black and Hispanic women. The largest spike in pregnancy-related deaths between July and December of last year amid the spread of the Delta variant. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Centers for Disease Control says it's switching from daily to weekly updates on COVID-19 infections and deaths. Convicted child killer Benjamin Cole is to receive a lethal injection in about 6 hours from now in Oklahoma. He'd been convicted of snapping his 9-month-old daughter's spine because her crying was interrupting his video game. It's been a guilty plea on the death of a teenager on spring break in South Carolina 13 years ago.
Raymond Moody pled guilty to murder, kidnapping, and rape in the killing of Brittany Drexel, telling the judge he was a monster when he took the 17-year-old's life. Drexel vanished while walking back to her hotel in Myrtle Beach in 2009. Advances in technology allowed police to pinpoint the moment when the pace of Brittany's cell phone indicated she was in a moving vehicle. That led investigators to an SUV owned by Moody. He was questioned early on, but investigators didn't have enough evidence to make an arrest. The case lagged for years while authorities sifted through false tips and wild allegations, one being Drexel was gang raped and shot, then fed to alligators. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Baseball's postseason, the Astros take game one of the American League Championship Series, beating the Yankees 4-2. The Padres scored five runs in the fifth inning on their way to an 8-5 win over the Phillies to even the National League Championship Series at a game apiece. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.